KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 7:06. We have partly cloudy skies, 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Two people were arrested last night in Montgomery County following an investigation into a suspicious vehicle and the subsequent search of a nearby rural residence. Sheriff's officials say 57-year-old John W. Goodall of Red Oak was located by a canine unit hiding in a cornfield near the intersection of D Avenue and 130th Street at around 8 p.m. Goodall faces charges that include criminal trespass, attempted third-degree burglary, and possession of burglar's tools. While transporting him to the Montgomery County Jail, the driver of the suspicious vehicle, 28-year-old Kendra S. Harlow of Omaha, who was earlier cited by a deputy for failure to provide proof of insurance, was observed walking along Highway 34 towards Red Oak. Harlow was found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia. She was arrested and taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Goodall's bond was set at $2,000. Sheriff's deputies were assisted by officers with the Red Oak Police Department, along with those persons who called to alert authorities to a possible crime in progress. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday two people have been arrested on Friday. 34-year-old Heather Christensen of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant out of Storm Lake for possession of a controlled substance. And 19-year-old Brooklyn Terry of Atlantic was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. Terry and Christensen were booked into the Cass County Jail. Well, a couple of local groups have stepped forward to offer their labor and funds to construct a horseshoe pit at the Sunnyside Park in Atlantic as one of the many activities designed for those 55 and older who are looking for outdoor fun. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring spoke to the Parks Board Monday evening about the potential uses for a 63 by 100-foot area south of the new maintenance building on the park's grounds. Herring said that the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation and Dean Orsted family have agreed to make the horseshoe area a reality.
There's some relationship there between the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation and the Dean Orsted family. Dean Orsted just passed away within the last 2 weeks in Griswold and was very active in the Griswold area, very active in the fair board and in the fairgrounds, and was an avid horseshoe person. And so between those two entities, they said that they would build the horseshoe area for us.
The board approved Herring moving forward with plans for a senior activities area at Sunnyside, which will include getting the costs for engineering along with grading the site in preparation for use. Herring said there is money set aside in the budget specifically for senior activities, and with the two groups agreeing to provide the labor and expertise for the horseshoe throwing pit, there shouldn't be any extra costs involved. In other business, the Parks and Rec Board approved the 2014 Summer Recreation Program, which includes men's slow-pitch softball and the possibility of merging that with a group from Marnie, and swimming pool fees along with the hiring of an on-site manager for the pool. Herring proposed opening the pool on Memorial Day weekend and closing it before the school begins. The hours of operation would also be reduced from 1 to 6 p.m., which is a change from last year's hours of 1 to 8 p.m., and that's due to a lack of demand for the later hours. Options will be available for those groups wishing to hold parties at the pool outside of normal hours of operation, such as from 6 to 8 p.m. Rates for the pool will be $4 per day for persons 12 years of age and up, and $3 for ages 3 to 11. Under 3 would be admitted for free. There would also be a reduction in the price of a family pass from $105 per season to $90, and the single adult fee would go from $70 to $60 for the season. Herring also proposed and the board agreed to cut the number of lifeguards from 8 to 11 and eliminate the concession stand workers, with the idea being to save money by giving the lifeguards longer shifts and rotating some of them into the concession stand operations when the number of persons in attendance at the pool is less. The board also agreed to raise the fee for youth tennis by $5, but the swim team fees would remain the same. The special recreation playground program would be eliminated because the YMCA currently offers that particular service. News time is 7:11.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcement, Stephen Schaff, age 54, of Messina, died Thursday in Omaha. A funeral mass for Stephen Schaff will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Helen Mary Langenfeld, age 94, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial service for Helen Langenfeld will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. G. Wayne Olson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for G. Wayne Olson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Roy Newberg, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Roy Newberg will be today at 11:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Brian Nielsen of Urbandale, a native of Atlantic, died Wednesday. A funeral service for Thomas Nielsen will be held Wednesday at 9 a.m. at the Caldwell Raddatz Funeral Home in Urbandale. Verlene Anderson, age 92, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday at ANRC. Funeral services for Verlene Anderson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Michelle Miller Woods, age 39, formerly of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Michelle Miller Woods will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret McNaught Rhodes, age 93, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 10th in Colorado. Graveside services for Margaret McNaught Rhodes will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Shirley J. Frederickson, age 82, of Linden, died Sunday. Funeral services for Shirley Frederickson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Leland Landon, age 83, of Atlantic, died Sunday at ANRC. Funeral services for Leland Landon will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Violet Meyer, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Grant, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Violet Meyer will be Thursday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Catherine Booman Schomers, age 82, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial service for Catherine Schomers will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Lovilla Hansen, age 84, of Audubon, died Friday in Coon Rapids. The Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Lovilla Hansen will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.